It's a blank page. Again. I end up just staring at it like it's the end of the world. It is. The white of it, smooth, unblemished, begs to be filled with ink or with pencil, anything at all. If nature abhors a vacuum, then surely the spirit abhors the naked page, doesn't it? The possibilities of that expanse, though limited to 8.5 by 11 inches, is positively limitless. That is what feels so paralyzing. All of the material to render it into something else, some other thing, unique to my personal vision, are in place. There are paints. I have ink, stamps, scissors, colored pencils, markers, even crayons. I can transform that sheet of paper into a digital canvas with almost no thought. Instead, here I am staring at it, wondering, trying to think of what I should do with it. Can be filled with words, or image, or collage. All it takes is the thought and the motivation to transfer that thought to a page. I think instead of tattoos and how individual they are, even the most banal of flash art get transformed by personal interpretation and impart meaning unique to the individual on the receiving end. My thoughts then spin away inexplicably to circuses and high wire acts. For a while, I contemplate horses. Not the sleek, trained things little girls seem to spend an eternity dreaming about, but wild horses. Shaggy and feral. The kind of horses that completely destroy a late 80s Cadillac, foolishly left unattended within their reach. Horses that prefer not to be gentled. I don't know why. Perhaps I could write about horses. But I can't begin to draw them for crap. I proved that in 7th grade. I immediately halt that train of thought. I am in a much better place now. Even when faced with the tyranny of a stark white page, waiting to be filled with something, anything, and of course, the time to think about what to do with that page. And while the trains of thought may differ, the cycle itself is, more often than I would like, on repeat.